Are you thankful for the United States of America today? Hallelujah. We are so thankful for each and every one of these veterans. Amen. When you leave this church today, I'd like for you to go home and think of a veteran that you know. I'd like you to call them on the phone. I'd like to, for you to tell them thank you for their service to this great nation. And I want you to tell them on behalf of Breaking Bread Apostolic Church, we appreciate their service. Amen. Today is Veterans Day, and we're so thankful for the opportunity to honor our veterans. If you would stand with me today in honor of the Word of God, we're going to get ready to turn to the Word of the Lord. I want to share with you the Lord's placed on my heart today. If you join me in the book of 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 1 Corinthians 12, I'll be reading verse 21 through verse 26. Real quickly, could we one more time give the Lord a hand clap of appreciation for all of our visitors that are here today? God bless you. We're so thrilled to have you. Amen. I pray this service is a blessing to you today and to yours. Amen. 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, verse 21. Shout yes when you're there. 1 Corinthians 12, 21. Amen. And the word of the Lord says this. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again, the head to the feet, I have no need of thee. Nay, or no, much more, those members of the body which seem to us to be more feeble are necessary. Everybody say necessary. Those members of the body which seem to be feeble, they're necessary, the Bible says. And those members of the body which we think, it didn't say they are less honorable. It says the members of the body, Sister Lucinda, that we think to be less honorable. The Bible says upon these we bestow more abundant honor. And our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but God hath tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to that part which lacked. Verse 25 says that there should be no schisms in the body. How many know God does not like schisms? God does not like schisms. You can put that on your Facebook for a whole world to see today. God does not like schisms. That there would be no schisms in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. Verse 26 says, and whether one member suffers, all, everybody say all. Whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or whether one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Today, we honor the unseen hands that have made so much of a difference in our lives. With the help of the Holy Ghost, with the support of the body of Christ, I want to preach to you today this subject. Who packed your parachute? Anybody feel like helping me preach for a few moments today? Who packed your parachute? That's what I want to preach to this body today. Would you help me give the Lord a hand clap of praise all over this house today? Amen. As you are seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Who packed your parachute? A message for Veterans Day 2025. Amen. Who packed your parachute? Navy fighter pilot Charlie Plum was a graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy. Charlie Plum was captured and held as a prisoner of war for 6 long years after his plane was shot down during the Vietnam War. After his release, Charlie Plumb began speaking publicly about some of the experiences that he had been through. One day, while eating in a restaurant with his wife in Kansas City, Missouri, a man walked up to Charlie and his wife's table, and he asked the man, he said these words, he said, "You're Captain Charlie Plumb." He said, "You flew jet fighters in the Vietnam War off of the Kitty Hawk. You were shot down. You were held as a prisoner of war for 6 years. Surprised by this young man's approach, Charlie Plumb asked the man, he said, how in the world did you know that?" The man smiled at Charlie Plumb and he said, "Because I'm the man who packed your parachute. I'm the man who packed your parachute." Charlie Plumb is quoted saying these words. He said, "I staggered to my feet. I held out a very grateful hand of thanks. And this guy who came up to me, he just said all of the appropriate words. He grabbed me by the hand. He pumped me on my arm. And he said, I guess the parachute worked." Charlie looked at him and he said, "Yes, sir, indeed, your parachute did work." And he said, "I must tell you, I've said a lot of prayers of thanks for your nimble fingers, but I never thought I'd ever have the opportunity to express my gratitude in person." That night, Charlie Plumb went home from dinner with his wife. He lay in his bed and he could not sleep. He thought about that man. That man was probably a sailor on the same ship as him, spending countless hours weaving and folding parachutes, ensuring that they were perfect, never knowing whose life the next parachute was going to save. Parachute packers were the people who toiled down in the bowels of the aircraft carrier, rarely seeing the light of day during working hours, but it was hot down there. It was humid down there. And those guys and those women, they worked hard down there. Charlie Plumb realized something. He owed his life to a man that he had never met. Someone whose work went unseen but made all the difference in his life. I cannot tell this church today, we ought to thank God for the power of unseen hands. We ought to thank God for the parachute packers that are in our life, because behind every victory, church, there are unseen hands at work. There are people in this church. We see the tremendous outreach efforts. We see the 300 or 400 people come through this place and at Trunk or Treat. We see the wonderful things that God is doing, but what we don't realize is that there are so many people who are working their fingers to the bone. Unseen hands. Behind every victory, behind every prosperity, there are unseen hands at work. Behind every soldier who fights, there's a family who prays. Behind every preacher who preaches, there's a saint who intercedes on their behalf. Behind every successful mission, there's someone who packed the parachute. In the military, there are those who fight on the front lines, but there are also those who maintain the planes. There are also those who cook the meals. There are also those who provide the supplies. The soldier gets the medals, but the mechanic makes sure that the plane flies in the air. Amen. Behind every victory, behind every prosperity are unseen hands. Amen. And likewise, in the kingdom of God, not everyone stands behind this sacred desk. Not everybody stands behind a pulpit, but every single act of service matters. Come on, every one of you that pray every prayer, every one of you that lift a hand towards heaven, every one of you that gets out of your seat and walks across the church to a hurting saint of God and says, everything's going to be all right. Can I tell you, your service matters today. Your service matters today. Amen. Behind every pulpit, behind every church, behind every pastor, every single act of service matters. The book of Zechariah, the 4th chapter and the 10th verse says, "For who hath despised the day of small things?" It's the small things, church, that matters to God. Amen. It's the small things that matters to God. And if it's the small things, Brother Jason, that matter to God, the small things ought to matter to us. How many know if God delights in it, we better take notice of it. If God rejects it and God doesn't like it, we better stay away from it. And God delights in the small things. So the small things ought to matter to us also. Every prayer, every kind word, every faithful act behind the scenes is seen by God in heaven. It's seen. Amen. You might feel unnoticed. You might not feel like you are making a difference. But that prayer you prayed for that person who was not at church this week, it matters. That phone call, that text that you sent last week to that hurting soul that hasn't been in church in a few weeks, it matters to God and it ought to matter to this church. Can we give the Lord a hand clap of praise for those who pack our parachutes today? Every prayer, every kind word, every faithful act is noticed by heaven. Can I tell you, God sees the ones who serve in silence. He sees it. He notices it. Amen. It does not go unnoticed. When we read in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 16, the Bible says that when Samuel went to anoint a new king, Jesse brought all of his sons, at least the ones that he thought was honorable. Remember the scripture I just read you, the ones that we think in our mind are unhonorable? Huh? Jesse, when Samuel came and said, there's a king in the midst of this group. Amen. When Samuel came, Jesse said, well, let me bring out all of my boys. Amen. And he brings all the ones that he thinks are honorable. Amen. But he left David, his youngest boy, out in the field. Amen. He didn't bring David because he considered David to do a less honorable thing. Amen. He left David out in the field. David was out tending the sheep. David was out there doing the small, unseen things. Amen. The things that we think are less honorable. The things that we think does not bring God honor. But David was out doing what his father asked him to do. He was tending to the sheep. Can I tell you, we ought to give God thanks for every sheep tender in this church today. Because it's the little things that you do. It's the prayers that you pray. It's the love that you show. It's the comfort that you bring. It matters unto God and it ought to matter to this church today. It's those who pack our parachutes, if you will. It's the small things that matter to God and the small things ought to matter to us. God sees it. God sees the ones who serve in silence. God saw David out there serving in that field. David was out there tending sheep. He was doing the unseen things. Amen. That's the kind of person that God looks for. Can I tell you today? God ain't looking for the one who wants to be seen. God's looking for the one who does not want to be seen. God ain't looking for the one who wants to steal his glory. God is looking for the one who wants to give glory to God. God is looking for the one who wants to work behind the scenes and love his people behind the scenes and pray for his people behind the scenes. That's the kind of people God's looking for, those that are faithful in little things. Jesus himself, the Bible teaches us, came not to be served. He was the Lord of glory. He was the King, Brother Logan, of all kings. He was God Almighty in the flesh. He didn't come, amen, to be served. The Bible says he came to serve. Amen. And he came and he made himself lower, amen, than the angels. Amen. He made himself of no reputation whatsoever. He came to serve us, and we ought to be willing to serve God's people today. We ought to be willing to pack some parachutes in the bellows of the ship today and save some lives from in and up in hell, because we got the love of God down deep in our hearts today. Amen. Jesus himself came not to be served. He came to serve. We read in scriptures that he washed feet. We read in scripture that he touched leopards that nobody else would touch. We read in scripture that he picked up little children and set them on his lap and he blessed them. He noticed the unnoticed. He cast demons out of those that were troubled. Nobody, come on, would have given place to the man who was troubled by those spirits. But when Jesus walked up, he already knew he loved this man. This man was going to give him glory. He was going to cast those devils out of that man. He came not to be served. He came to serve. And can I tell this church today that the greatest in the kingdom of God is not the one who is seen. The greatest in the kingdom of God is the one who serves in secret. It's the one who packs the parachute. I'm preaching today that we ought to have gratitude for the ones who pack our parachutes. As we honor our veterans today, we are reminded that freedom is not free. Freedom comes with a cost. Freedom is not free. Some have fought and bled for it while others have supported from behind the shadows. We all have parachute packers in our lives. We all have teachers who taught us. This morning, I lay in my bed thinking about a man who's in a rehab center right now, Brother Mike Pender. I thought many times about how I sat in his Sunday school class. Let me tell you Sunday school teachers something. These children are going to grow up, Sister Courtney. They're going to remember you. They're going to honor you. They're going to thank God for you. And this morning at 5 a.m., I lay in my bed and I remember a man who took me to Dairy Queen and bought me an ice cream and told me how good God was. He took me out and let me cut a yard with me, gave him $5, and he would tell me how good God was. He took me fishing. He taught me to be a fisher of men today. And today I give him honor. And I thank God because one day he packed my parachute and he taught me to live for Jesus Christ and he taught me what was important in my life. We all got parachute packers in our lives that support us from behind the scenes. And one day when your plane gets shot down, you're going to thank God for that parachute packer. You're going to thank God, Brother Joe, for that mother who stayed up countless nights giving honor to God and blessing the name of Jesus and pleading the blood over her children. And the day she packed your parachute, and she didn't only pack your parachute, she packed that young lady's parachute that's sitting right next to you today. My God. Let me tell you something. We all have parachute packers in our life, people who have bled the blood of Jesus Christ upon us. I know there are mothers in this church, you got lost children. I know there are mothers and fathers in this church, you got lost grandchildren. Don't you ever stop calling out their names before God Almighty. Don't you ever stop pleading the blood of Jesus upon their lives. Don't you ever stop claiming victory over them because you're packing their parachute. And one day when their plane gets shot down, it's that parachute packing that's going to save their life. It's that parachute packing that's going to save their life. We all have parachute packers in our lives. We have teachers who taught us, parents who prayed for us, saints who stood in the gap when we didn't even know that they were standing in the gap. Can I tell you, you miss a few services in this church, and I promise you somebody's calling out your name before the Lord. Somebody has called. You ain't sitting in this room right now, and your name has not been called out before the Lord. Come on, people are praying for you. People are packing your parachute. They're standing in the gap sometimes when you don't even know it. Maybe it's a mother who prayed through the night. Maybe it's a friend who stood by you when nobody else did. Maybe it's a church member who encouraged you just at the right time when you were about to throw in the towel. Come on, we may be the fighter pilot today, but we better get rid of our pride, and we better understand that we are nothing without those who are packing our parachute, because one day when we get shot down, we better have something to hold on to. Those who are packing our parachutes matter. Without them, we're going down hard without a parachute packer. Can I remind you, you didn't get here alone? Can I remind you, somebody called out your name before the Lord? Can I remind you, somebody didn't give up on you when you was ready to give up? Huh? Can I remind you, you have a God who loved you through everything you've been through, all the disappointments you have experienced, all the things that you have faced in your life. You have a God who still loves you, who will not give up on you, who shed his blood for you, who paid the price for you you could not pay on your own. And today he's given us a body of believers that we were baptized into. Why? For the perfecting of the saints of God today. They're parachute packers in our lives. Without them, we go down hard when the plane gets shot down. You didn't get here alone. Now, somebody packed your parachute. There's nobody under the sound of my voice that hasn't thought they were going down and going down hard. But somehow, by the grace of God, somehow, Sister Cole, by the mercy of God, we were falling fast, but this little thing shot up from behind us, exploded out into the air, and all of a sudden, we begin to slow down a little bit. And we come down and we might have hit the ground, but it wasn't enough to kill us. It was just enough to remind us that it's the little things that matter. It's the prayers that's going on at midnight that matter. It's the fasting and the praying and the praying service and the preaching of God's word. It's a mama that won't give up on you. It's a daddy that pleads the blood of Jesus upon you. It's a friend that stands by you when nobody else will. They're your parachute packers today. Without them, we're going down hard. We better get rid of the pride that comes from flying the ship. And we better understand that every plane has to come down. Every plane has to come down. And sometimes you get to land it safely, but sometimes it's going to get shot down in battle. Amen. And if you don't have a parachute packer behind the scenes, amen, you better learn to thank God. You better learn to say thanks to God, not only to the one who saved you from your sins, but also to those who pack our parachute and keep us from falling hard. I told a young lady in the office just before church started, we were having a conversation, and I told her about what I was going to preach today. And you know, I lay in my bed, Brother Chris, this morning at 5 a.m. I lost track of how many times I wiped the tears from my eyes, because my life was just flashing over and over and over and over again before my very own eyes. I was thinking about 10 years ago when me and my wife lay down here in the middle of this street. I was thinking in my mind, Sister Carol, how I knew my wife was going to die in that street. I was thinking about how my mother and my father, when we had that accident, left their home, came to our house, moved into our home, and took care of us for 6 months. They packed my parachute. They gave up everything for me. They were there behind the scenes. Nobody was there to give them glory. They didn't do it for recognition. They did it because they loved me and they loved my wife. Amen. And I remember little old ladies who had nothing to give. I remember, Brother Joe, them showing up at our house bringing bowls of fruit. I knew it was hard times, Brother Carl. I knew they were experiencing hard times, and I knew it cost them something. But they showed up at our house day after day after day bearing bowls of fruit. You know what they were doing? They were packing my parachute. I remember every meal. I remember every child of God that showed up night after night to bring us dinner. I remember people for years down the road saying to us, man, I seen you guys had that accident, and we were praying, man, we were going to God for you. We were pleading the blood of Jesus over you. We had people packing our parachutes that we didn't even know. And right now in your life, there's people packing your parachute that you don't even know. You don't even know. You don't know who they are, but they love you. They pray for you behind the scenes. They seek God for you. Come on, somebody. There, everybody in this room, you have parachute packers in your life. I've seen so many times the Lord was just revealing my life to me over and over and over again. I sat there in my bed. I began to weep and I began to cry. And I said, God, you're allowing me to preach this message to remind me that I'm nothing without you. Everything good in my life is because of you. You have blessed me with so many people who have loved me, who have supported me, who have been there for me, who have held my hand along the way, never gave up on me. God, you have blessed me with so many parachute packers in my life. I thought about that little blonde hair, karate kicking, nunchuck wielding, Sandy Carpenter. Huh? I thought about her this morning. I was laying in my bed crying, and I said, Lord, I thank you for her. I thank you for the day she walked into that church with my wife. I remember crying. I remember asking God, Lord, please, Lord, I've experienced so much disappointment. I've experienced so much hurt. You know, I just want to love somebody, and I just want somebody to love me. I just want to raise my children in the truth. I just want my children to see how good you are. I just want to have a home. I just want to have a family. I just want to have a church. And in comes this little lady with that beautiful woman sitting right there. She was there. She was packing my parachute. Without that parachute packer, I never would have met the love of my life. But you know what? There she was behind the scenes telling this young lady, you need the Lord in your life. You need to come to church with me. You need to give it to God. You need to trust God with your life. You need to give it over to the Lord. And you know what she was doing? She was packing her parachute and she was packing my parachute because she knew that both of our planes were going down and we needed somebody to pack our parachutes. Man, I'm telling you, every one of us got parachute packers in our lives. Huh? Every one of us has felt like the plane was going down. But somehow, some way, the mercy of God showed up. Let me tell you something, that don't come without a cost. Somebody was up at midnight calling your name before the Lord. Somebody was pleading the blood of Jesus over you. I'll never forget Sister Carolyn carrying those bowls of fruit into our house. I knew that that poor saint of God was having a hard way to go. I knew that those pineapples was expensive. But here she come, and every time she walked through the door, I said, thank God for this precious lady who loves us enough to go out of her way, come to our house where we're hurting, where we feel like we're dying, where we feel like we're going down, and just bring a few words of encouragement and say, I know it's not much, but here's a bowl of fruit, and I wanted to give it to you. Let me tell you something, you don't forget that stuff. You don't forget that stuff. You don't forget the people who go out of your way to show you love, to show you when you're hurting, when you feel like your ship's going down, when you feel like your plane's going down. You better learn to thank God for those parachute packers. I thank God for every one of them he's blessed me with in my life. I could never thank him enough. My life would not be what it is today without the many people who have packed my parachute. I thank God for every one of you who hold us up in prayer, like those who did before the service today. Sister Kristen, please don't ever stop praying that prayer of faith over me and my wife. We need it. Praise God, we need it today. I thank God for each and every one of you. Every one of you who hold us up. Every one of you who pray for us daily. Every one of you who support us continually. Without you, many times we would have hit the ground hard. And I know life gets hard sometimes. Sometimes it's by things that are not of our own making. Sometimes it's by things that are of our own making. Nevertheless, sometimes we feel like we're going down. Many times we would have hit the ground hard if it had not been for those who packed our parachute. Charlie Plum, might have only had one man who packed his parachute, but God has blessed me with thousands. God has blessed you with thousands. You see, in the military, you used to be responsible for packing your own parachute. Then, in the 19th century, they started a training program where they taught people how to pack parachutes. But can I tell you, how scary is it to think that while you're flying 30,000 feet in the air, your life depends on whoever that person was in the belly of that ship who was packing that parachute. You don't know what your prayers are going to accomplish. You don't know that lost soul that's going to come to know how good God is because you never gave up on them. You never quit loving them. You never stopped praying for them. Don't ever stop being a parachute packer. We ought to thank God for those who pack our parachutes today. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord as we stand all over this house today. And the musicians come quickly. Who's packing your parachute? I challenge each and every one of you to go home today and think about the people that God has blessed you with in your life. The people who love you unconditionally. The people who pray for you continually and don't ever give up on you. Church, the truth is, all of us are parachute packers in one way or another. Someone's depending on our faithfulness. Someone's depending on our prayer. Someone's depending on our service. Don't ever underestimate the value of what you do for the Lord, even if nobody sees it, because God sees those who serve in secret. God sees the ones in the belly of the ship who are doing the unseen things. God sees the ones who are praying those prayers. Don't ever discount that. Don't underestimate that, the value of what you do for the Lord. Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, and not unto men." Because one day you're going to see the results of every quiet act of service. You know, I believe God's that good, Brother Norm, that when we get to heaven, he's going to let us see the prayers that we prayed that he moved upon. I believe God is that good today. And the things that we don't notice, the things that nobody sees, the Lord said, do it with all your heart. Ask to the Lord, because one day we're going to see those results of every quiet act of service. Someone might come up to you in heaven and say, thank you for packing my parachute. Thank you for never giving up on me. Thank you for loving me when I was unlovable. Thank you for praying for me when I didn't even want to hear it. Thank you for packing my parachute. Today, as we honor our veterans, those who have served, let's also honor the Lord by recommitting ourselves to Him. Recommitting ourselves to Him, recommitting our service to Him, our faithfulness to God, even when nobody sees it. Come on, let's keep on praying those prayers. Let's keep on loving the unlovable. Maybe you've been weary because nobody noticed your work. Maybe you've been serving in silence and wondering if it even matters to anybody at all. Can I tell you it does? The Lord says, I see you. And I tell you what the Lord wants us to do today. The Lord wants us to get out of our seat. The Lord wants us to come to the front of this church. The Lord wants us to have a grateful heart, just like Charles Plum had that day when he got to meet the man who packed his parachute. He went home. He couldn't even sleep that night. He was so thankful for the hands of a man, Brother Carl, that he had never even met. It's by the mercy and the grace of God you're in this room right now. It's by the mercy and the grace of God you still feel His tug at your heart today. Come on, these altars are open today. Amen. And the Lord wants you to know He sees you. He sees every selfless act. He sees every unseen act that you do. You can come to this altar today. You can let the Holy Ghost renew your strength in the Lord. You can let the Holy Ghost renew you. You can let Him remind you that your labor is not in vain. God sees every selfless act. Before you leave, I want you to take a moment to thank God for the ones who packed your parachute today. Would you come up here today and pray with me, and let's just thank God today for every parachute packer that we have ever had in our lives. You owe it to so many people who have called your name out before the Lord. Let's worship Him as we open these altars today. Who's packing your parachute?